Okay, good morning, everybody. So continuing on in Perachav Gimel, the Rambam, Hilchos Sanhedrin. So it's always good to see the Rambam in terms of the context of the Perek. Rav Rosenzweig would always tell us the best control is to read the Perek and the Rambam. So the Mahalich we're developing for the first four halachos is that Shochad for the Rambam isn't, you know, the same as Ivos Hadin. That's why he front-loads the halacha of Lezakos as Hazakai or Lechayev as Achayev. Why, in my judgment, there's a din prati on the no sein of lifnei iver. It's not just general lifnei iver, but it's the kishem and kach. It's the same mechayev. The basic idea is mamon bedin, and then we saw that the Rambam expands that from mamon beatzmo to other forms of favors, because you can't underestimate the extent to which the process of din has to be totally pristine. So yesterday, Agav, we talked about, this very topic. We talked about She'ela and having, this kind of sense of indebtedness to people. If you're not indebted because it changes the nature of the dynamic, you have something to give them, that's acceptable. And we noted that, it was a Tzarech Ian on the Rambam. Why was he mashmit the case where, a Dayan is giving things out, to be machshev the people in the town or asking, for She'elos, that they'll feel like, oh, the rabbi needs us. It makes them feel good about themselves. And we said, well, maybe the Rambam doesn't accept that. The Rambam doesn't accept that specifically because there's a problem here. Because the Dayan might know that, but it doesn't help with the public appearances. And they might think, yeah, we've got this guy indebted to us. Which brings us to the next halacha, is when is it permissible? So the Rambam begins with, a shot across the bow, called Dayan Shenatol Schar Ladun Dinav Betelim, right? So not only that din, as the Kesef Mishnah is Medayik, but all dinav betelim, right? How far you have to go back is a very important question, right? Lotznan dino batal the Kesef Mishnah, right? Mashma lav oso hadin sheyadua shenatol bo scharu bilvad shebatel ela kol dinav shedan psuim ela imken yadua shelo natol behem schar, unless you can independently verify that no money was taken, that could be pretty hard. Vehu shelo yeschar hanikar. What does that mean? Ela yaya osek b'melachto. This is based in the Merik Subis. Right, I have a job. I can't lose my cases in the Gemara involve people that are involved in wine and involved in harvesting. Everybody needs to know. All parties involved. Because it'd be outrageous if one gave more than the other, right? That would literally imply, or implicate shochad d'oraisa. So there's schar batala, and again, the schar batala could be variable, because if he's a lawyer and he can make $1,200 an hour for cravat or wachtel or Sullivan, so his schar batala is going to be pretty high, I guess, unless he decides to lower the price. But it has to be nikar. But again, not just nikar to all parties involved, but nikar to everybody, because you can't have mamon bedin, you can't have din, the image here, as much, it's not marketing. It's right the idea that everybody has confidence in the system. And then the Rambam adds a halacha that the Kesef Mishnah thinks is somewhat surprising. Zeh bifnei zeh, kigon zeh mutter, that all of the balei din have to be in on it. He says the Rambam had a diuk, but it's a very subtle diuk. This is really the source. So Rav Huna was called to a din Torah, but he says, okay, but I need a worker to replace what I was going to do today. Perish b'makomi mashem shim shneim ayah medaber. Wow. So the Kesef Mishnah says maybe it's based on that's like a little bit of a kane ratzotz. That's where the Rambam came up with this din. Then it says va'od shim notol zeh shalom bifnei zeh yachshav shchaver shenasan lo yoser. I think this is getting more to the point. Notin atzmo yachshav shalom notol rak menu. Right. So the point is that everything has to be so completely transparent and above board, because you can't have, not just, the Dayan would know that he took from both of them equally, but they wouldn't know that. So I think this is actually a raya to what we said yesterday, that the reason the Rambam didn't bring the halacha of the Dayan who borrows from the people in his town to be machshav them, so he's not indebted to them, but they don't know that. Right? It's not enough for him to know. Everybody, it's nikar lakol. That's really the nature of the halach and the Rambam. That's his perspective on shochad. It's not so much a bribe. We always think about it, he's on the take. He's, changing the din. But it's mamon badin. It compromises the idea of din. That's what the Rambam talks about, the B'nai Shmuel as well. Earlier in the parak, I think it's very critical to understand that.